All right, so I'm going to talk today about an overview of our experiences in South Africa. As many of you know, Manatech put together a group of presidentials who had already been to all the events, basically where Louis and Leone had come in town, and the three-point plan, we already started implementing it in our own businesses, started doing achiever counseling, so we were pretty much entrenched, and chose us to go and visit South Africa for 7 days. The total trip kicked off February 10th and went through the 17th, so it was a very short trip, considering how much time it takes to travel there and back, but it was over a super regional event that was in Cape Town, and I'll just start off by saying, no matter how much we thought we knew, we were such babies, because what we learned there was overwhelming. I mean, it just, every one of us walked away overwhelmed by the information. The probably the most incredible aspect of our experience was the culture that they've developed among the Manatech South Africa, and it's enviable in many, many ways, and we'll talk about that, but it's something that we look forward to implementing here in the United States and North America. It's just, it's an invaluable culture. It's a culture that can't fail. It's built on so many incredible principles. I felt at times, no matter what your faith is, that it was almost, you know, like being in, you know, having your church family. That same kind of sense of love and family and commitment was overwhelming throughout all of the people that we met and all the experiences we had, both on stage, off stage, trainings, meetings, breakfasts, everything. So with that in mind, yes, we all came away changed people. Transformation is probably a great word for our experiences, and with the entire intent to take this across this North America as well. I put my first part of the outline, I just kind of gave you a description of what we actually sat through and went through during the time we were there. We flew out on Tuesday, spent a day in London because we had an eight-hour layover, so we didn't actually get to South Africa until Thursday morning. Thursday night was our first event. It was an opportunity meeting, and some of the remarkable aspects of the opportunity meeting, probably the thing that stood out the most for me, was actually the testimonial that took place. I've never heard such professionally done testimonials. I mean, they were succinct, no bunny trails. They were impactful. It was really incredible. In fact, we have some of those taped. I was going to try to play one today on the call, but it comes across so fuzzy. I think we're going to more or less transcribe them instead and make sure, and then put out a training tape to try to help people on how to build testimonials, because too many times we're lax with those. We just grab somebody from the audience and put them on stage. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. We see it on, we're as guilty as anyone on our Manatech Now events on Tuesday night. So we're going to put more time and energy in that, hopefully starting tomorrow. But I can't guarantee that because I don't know who's going to be doing the testimonies as of yet. But we'll work harder at doing better job on a more professional approach to testimonials. So that was huge. The use of flip charts, they don't do any PowerPoints. They really don't do any PowerPoints anywhere in South Africa. And so they use flip charts all the time, and it's very effective, just like we started doing, you know, a few months back, and then we developed this Choose Your Lifestyle. So we've been using that as a PowerPoint, and I don't have a problem with that. I think in South Africa, it's a little bit different. They prefer flip charts because they feel it's a lot more personal touch. It's a lot more, you know, reproducible by anybody. No one needs any sophisticated equipment or anything like that. I think the technology here is so advanced in the U.S. that that's a little different story, but I do agree with them from the fact that when you do something from your heart and from your head on stage using flip charts, there's more personality in it, there's more personal touch in it than there is when there's a PowerPoint. But like I said, it's just a preference they have down there. It's something they've used and they've implemented throughout their entire culture. The simplicity that he used around the cash flow quadrants was incredible. The fellow that gave the talk was one who just kind of talked about his life, and he went through cash flow quadrants based on his life, jumping from employee status to self-employed to employee and self-employed. I mean, it was a really great talk about, you know, progressing through life and what he went through and, until he understood the cash flow quadrants. And we're finding today, just as a highlight to all of you, when I do three-way calls, which are massive today, I probably do 2 to 3 a day, which is I love. I would do 10 a day if I could, if people would tap me into that. But I love going through the cash flow quadrants, especially with millennials. It's the most effective tool that I've ever come across in terms of helping millennials get on board, because it really outlines for them whether they want to have, you know, old J-O-B thinking, or do they want to have financial wealth thinking? And it's just a shift that they need to learn and understand and then make for themselves. So a beautiful approach. They did it. They use it as well all the time. They love Kiyosaki, and they call him one of the greatest wealth strategists in the world today, and I think that's a kind of a great accolade to give him. Some of the comments that were made, I'll just feed this back to you. He says, one of my favorite quotes was when he made the comment, he said, towards the close of his opportunity meeting, he talked about how much time and energy they put into people in developing themselves. And he said, the person you are today is not going to be the same person who earns $250,000 per year. And I thought that comment was huge, because it really allows people to understand you may be sitting in the chair today, you may not even believe you can make $250,000, but we're not telling you can where you are today. We're going to help you become a leader. We're going to help you have more self-esteem. We're going to help you believe in yourself in such a way that when you get to making $250,000 per year, it'll just be a natural conclusion of the process of your development. And he said also, this business is not about what you earn, rather what you become. So those are the great things that are, you know, the information that just kind of underlies and lays a foundation for our experience throughout the rest of the 3-4 days that we were there. The whole presentation took about 30 minutes. The testimonials were about an equal amount of time, about 30 minutes, 20 to 30 minutes. So they put 7 people on stage in testimonials. They had 3 people on product and 4 people on the business, and each and every one of them was really awesome. So that was kind of their opportunity meeting. You can tell why they're so effective. Their opportunity meetings are well-planned, well-structured, on time, terrific delivery, very precise, you know, no kind of seat-of-the-pants stuff that's just thrown out there to see whether it sticks or not. It was absolutely professionally done. Friday, the next day, which is Thursday night, was opportunity and Friday, and this is their typical super regional schedule. They kick off at 8 o'clock with a presidential breakfast at a winery, which was just an incredibly beautiful scenery, mountains in the background. We have numbers of pictures that we'll be putting together and sharing. We already have sharing them on a separate website, the Shutterbug website, and we're going to be putting together like videos and things like that around the whole experience. So we'll get those out so everybody can experience those with us. But we wanted to get all the team to download all their pictures on one site, so we're in the process of that. But the breakfast at the winery was terrific. There are about 20 presidentials there and their wives. When you see these young couples, and again, most of the people there were young. They were between the ages of 20 and 30, presidentials with their wives. And what was fun is to see that youth factor in there, that how many young people are jumping in and jumping on board and being very, very successful at this business. The breakfast was by invitation only and produced a lot of great results. We got to mingle and eat breakfast with each other and talk about different things that we were experiencing. This was kind of our first really meshing with them, but so that we were still, you know, we tried to sit at different tables, but we're still like breaking the ice almost with these presidentials. By the time the weekend was over, I can tell you, we were pen pals, we were best friends. We really developed a closeness of relationship with so many of them that we hated leaving. It was an incredible kind of, you know, just evolution of our relationship with the people there as well. Friday at noon after the presidential reception, then we roll into noon. They have a special noon to 2 meeting. It's called the Best of the Best. This was another just incredible experience. This was, they had executives, they had other leaders as well. I think they even invited some nationals, local nationals, but mostly executives and presidentials at this. Again, another small group of maybe 20 or 30 people and spouses. And they talked at length. This was really about focusing on the culture, the leadership culture, in order to bring the company to $1 billion in sales, because their vision is Manitech at $1 billion. And they talked about they were talking about just even concept of meeting people. They said, you know, when you first, before you even invite, you need to have, your faith needs to be focused. We need to have our faith in our business. So we use languaging about our business is growing. This place is going to explode. We're really off the charts. Always language on where you're going. They focus on direction, where they're going. There's never talk about the past. It's always about where they're going, the future. We're really off the charts. This place is going to explode. All this kind of positive language about the directional of Manitech in South Africa and Manitech in your lives. Knowing this is the second concept they bring up in the invitation. He talks about knowing they're going to win. Champions know they are going to win. Finalists believe they're going to win, but champions know they are going to win. And they talked about the triple edge, the three H's, honorable, honorable, hungry. Those three H's are critical in determining whether you want to work with somebody or not. Those are three criteria you always are looking for. And the answer to anything, he says, with any issue, the answer is always more love with your people. More love. And the word love came up across the board all weekend long in many, many instances. Different couples got up and spoke about different aspects of their business, how they're implementing the culture in their organizations. Some talked about the three powers. Of course, we talk about the power of the spoken word, the power of unity, and the power of submission. These are ones that are familiar to all of us who have been studying the three-point plan. But what came across really huge for me in this whole concept where they talked about these powers, they said, when you talk about the power of the spoken word, we need to tell people we love them. We need to tell people we believe in them. But we first must believe and love ourselves. So they focus a lot on, you know, where am I in this realm? I can't go out there and pretend. I can't be a pretender. I need to love and believe in myself. Only then can I, in an honest, straightforward, impactful way, tell people how much I love them and how much we believe in them. So that's important to the spoken word. The power of unity, again, I must be in unity with myself first. I must think, speak, and act, and I must have all of those things, my talk, my thinking, and my acting. They must all be in alignment. I must set the example. I must be in unity with my spouse. I must be in unity with my team. The power of unity. And the power of submission, it's not about just saying yes to everything. It's about submitting to a system. You agree what is taught through the system and you apply it. You submit to the leadership. You submit to the legal, the policies and procedures, to the rules, to the system. You implement it for yourself first. If you don't submit yourself, then you're not going to be able to implement it in your organization. And these guys were all 100% on board. You didn't see diversions. You didn't see people talking about doing it a different way. You saw this concept of unity and the concept of submission every single place I went, every person I interacted with for a period of 3.5 days, every event, every meeting, every time we ate together, whatever the event was, whatever the communication was, whatever the interaction was, we felt that those three powers in an incredible way. These people, it is the culture that really took me more than anything else that I experienced, because here in the United States, you know, we've all done our business different ways. From day one, Manitech didn't have a three-point plan. They didn't even necessarily suggest a specific approach to the business. So people were growing their businesses in 18 different ways. I mean, and I've just said 18, that's a number that came off my head. I mean, almost every presidential had their own way of growing the business. And when we got together at conventions, there was so much disunity, it wasn't even funny. People would be teaching this in one room, teaching something else in other rooms. Presidentials were saying, don't go to this guy, don't listen to this guy, don't this. I mean, there was such a constant, you know, it was almost like a tornado versus unity. In South Africa, you have none of that, zero. It's all people doing it the same way. They're all in unity. They all honor. They all love each other. They all commit to staying and being submissive to the program, to the three-point plan. They're all marching the same direction, and you can see the phenomenal amount of power that brings. And what it brings is an aura in a room that is second to none. You just feel that love and that appreciation and that consistency and constancy in every single step of our way. So I could go on and on about the best of the best. There is so much great stuff about talking about your DNA and how to get the best out of people and all these things. They just, these presidentials, and they were all timed. Everyone had like 10 or 15 minutes. That's it. So they put probably 8 different people up in a period of 2 hours. And they all had time clocks, and they stayed within their time. They honored the time relevancy, and that was true about the whole weekend. Everything was timed. Even when I was on stage, I was timed. Everybody on stage, you're always looking at the timer, and you have to be cognizant that you're there, and you honor and respect the time they've given you, knowing that other people are valuable, and their time is valuable as well, and what they have to say. So we honor the people in the seats by not going late on any event, and we start every event on time. It was a consistency throughout the whole 3.5 days. So best of the best, incredible event, and really helpful for all leaders, including all of us from the U.S., in understanding better the culture and how the culture is actually being implemented throughout their entire organization throughout all of South Africa. Then after the Friday luncheon, or the best of the best meeting, in the afternoon they had an RD regional director meeting, and I honestly can tell you none of us that I remember, I think maybe Judy and Charlie may have gotten a chance to go for part of the time, but we didn't have lunch at the noon event, didn't have lunch, so we were, you know, after flying in on Thursday, we were all going a little bit of jet lag, a little bit of crashing, and we were starved to death, so we ended up not getting a chance to go to the RD meeting, but they had a special meeting just for regional directors, and there's so much that goes on at those meetings in terms of edification and encouragement and leadership training and culture training. It's really pretty incredible, but it's part of their whole system because they don't leave anyone out. Everybody gets a special meeting where they get more development, more leadership training, and you know, that's just how they honor and respect each and every level in the leadership structure of Manatech. Friday night, they had a training for leaders only. These were more like executive directors, national directors, executive directors, and above. They had 4 speakers there, and that was just, again, more training for us. We got a taste of what these leadership trainings look like at different levels. Bo Alex was there, Silver Presidential from Norway, I believe, and he talked about the latest study shows the number one skill for success. And he went through 5 different things, and he said, none of those. It's good communication skills, the number one skill for success. Hang on 1 second, everybody. I have a husband who's home, and he's decided to watch television. So anyway, it's back. I can even hear that noise. There's a guy there, Peter Sulani. You guys have heard of him, a Silver Presidential. His wife, just darling couple, young kids, you know. And, you know, he was on 2 World Cup teams, 1 World Cup for South Africa in soccer. And this is how, you know, this guy could have been an egomaniac, and all he did, his whole talk was on humility. If you humble yourself, you will be exalted. He talked about Solomon. First, he showed his pride, and then the great fall. We are in the people business, better build better people, not GPV. Isn't that great? That's their whole emphasis. And it is with the achiever as well. It's about building better people, not GPV. The GPV will come. And J.P. Koster was there, and a lot of you, you know, are familiar with him because he gave a big talk at a Manifest and another leadership event as well. And he's always terrific, very wired, you know. And he says, every time I see someone, I believe they can become presidential. You know, how many of us take that approach? But remember, where does the belief start with J.P.? He had to believe in himself first. We have to believe in ourselves first. We can't help other people believe they're going to be presidential if we don't believe we can be presidential. So he said, when you're recruiting, the first person you have to recruit is yourself. Right? I love that statement. Get people who want to march forward. You know, why do you want to do it? You know, you want to do it. He says, why? You have to ask that question because you're going to pay a price. He says, this is not an easy business. You're going to pay a price to do this business. So you have to know why you want to do it. And he says, why don't you want it? Why not do it? Why not you? Why not now? And I loved it when he went through that scenario. It was very impactful on the crowd as well. So great. And Vincent and Yolandi talked a lot about mastermind principle, you know, that we want to make sure that we're in unity. The mastermind principle is about having a group of people that you're mastermind with. You put the energy out there. And Vicente really talked a lot about guarding yourself against who you listen to, guard what you read, and rub shoulders with people who are where you want to be. So all of that is part of the law of association, right? And we attract what we are, and be careful with what we're putting, we're feeding our brains. A lot of these people talked about not even watching any television. No, they don't watch television. They don't read newspapers. They really have cut those things out of their lives because they were all total distractions, and the negativity was just something that you never saw one sign of. I'm not kidding. Imagine being around these people for 3.5 days. I didn't hear one negative comment out of anyone's mouth at any time, any place, anywhere. That was incredible. I didn't see any infighting. I didn't see any. I mean, it was like these people just march the path. They love what they're doing. They're always exalting other people and uplifting people. It's just an absolute joy. And that's why so many of us, you know, I was ready to move to South Africa and grow my business there. You know, it's like, geez, this is such an attractive atmosphere to be around. It's just exhilarating. And you can see why so many people want to be a part of the Manatech, you know, culture is what it is. It's the culture. So after Friday night, that Friday night meeting, of course, that was terrific. Learned a lot from all those people. And then Saturday, they had the regional. Okay, so that's the when everybody else is invited to attend, all these, you know, new people. When we opened up the doors and we started the regional, they packed this place out. There were over 600 people attending this regional in Cape Town, South Africa. 600 people at a regional. I can't remember when Manatech had 600 people at a regional, but this is something in U.S. But this is their standard. And as Louis said in his very humble way, very humble guy, he said, you know, Mary Jo, we all started someplace. You have to have patience. You start with 10 seats being filled, and we had a dream that we would pack this place out, and now we pack it every single regional. And he was just, you know, he just smiled. He goes, it's just having a dream and believing it and remaining, you know, true to your cause. And it was just a beautiful thing. So, but what they do at the regionals, it starts at 10 o'clock. They open the doors at 9:30, but at 9 o'clock sharp, there's a pre-planning meeting. Everyone who's going to be on stage has to attend this meeting, okay? And other people are invited. So everyone who's going to be a speaker must be in attendance at this meeting. And all of the international people were invited to show up at that as well. We had a lot of other people besides, just so I can make this clear, we weren't the only international people. They had like 40 internationals because they actually ran an incentive for some of the countries to be able to go down to South Africa as a vacation spot for a week. So some of the people were down there 5 days. So some of the people were down there from the Netherlands and Norway and Sweden who had won this incentive. They also had a lot of the presidentials from these different areas in Spain. The new presidentials out of Spain were there. So it was exciting to intermix with all these people. So they were also in all these meetings and were at the pre-planning meeting. But if you don't show up, at 9 o'clock they lock the door to the pre-planning meeting. So if you're late, guess what? You're not going to be on stage. And that happened to somebody, and I didn't even know it. I actually had to ask Louis about it, you know, afterwards. And he said, oh, we actually had somebody this morning who was late, and they didn't get to go on stage. And I said, well, how do you transition so fast? He goes, we always have backups. He says, we have presidentials. We have leaders that can step in and do that, and we do that. And it's their mechanism. It's not a punishment mechanism. It's a concept of part of their culture. As you are in anything, so you are in everything. So if you don't show disregard or disrespect for the system, if you show disrespect for timeliness, when you're late, you're ruining it for everybody else. It's all about you. So they make it really clear. They develop this culture, and they're going to enforce the culture at all times. So anyway, so everybody's on time. They planned to put me on stage, and I was like I didn't know until I took off. I mean, they didn't tell me before I left the United States, but they wanted me to be on stage and do a product training on the sixth core. So I was scrambling to put that together, and I was thinking, oh, my fallback is if I don't get ready, I can just be late for that Saturday morning meeting, and then they'll find somebody else. No, I didn't. I was just laughing about that. I was never going to disappoint this crowd. So it was a blast. It was fun to be a part of that pre-planning. And what do they do in their pre-planning session? They focus all about culture. They talked about humility. They talked about the no's. They said no exclusivity, no negativity, no off-color, no politics, no religion. Because they're very conscientious. The majority of these people are strong Christians, but they go, we have Muslims that are in our business. We have so many, we have 18 different religions involved in our business. We are not going to exclude them from our cause. So they are very, very adamant about that. And Wendy and I kind of looked at each other and we talked about it, but, you know, it's something that we do so much of here so freely, but we need to really look at that. And we talked about it because, you know, our profession of faith is so important to us. But the idea of if it excludes people, we don't want to exclude people from Manatech because they have a different faith. We don't want to exclude people out of our lives if they have a different faith. So it's a big topic for our further discussion and talk about how we shift as well. But they talk about humility at all times. They talk about It's all about edification and honor. They talked about how to edify people, and they did that all Saturday long. So after that whole concept of, and they made sure they could pronounce everybody's name properly, because of course a lot of internationals were on stage. There were about a half dozen of us that had some element on stage, and they wanted us all to make sure they pronounced our names right and we were handled properly and we knew exactly how to get on stage, how to get off stage, what we're going to be using, all those things. So it was fine-tuned to a T, and that was a beautiful aspect of it. Then the morning started, 10 o'clock, and in the morning, they always had presidentials up there, different presidentials. They had two or three different presidentials who were emceeing the event, so there's not just one MC, and in the morning, they really focused on products. They focused on M5M, recognition of RDs. And I want to highlight that because that was a huge differential from what we experience here. Their recognition of RDs, which I thought was so awesome. What is RD anyway? RD, regional director, is our first level of leadership. And it's one that we should highly honor. It's one that we shouldn't just take for granted. It's something that when people get to regional, it's incredible. And when they introduced the RDs, they introduced them and talked about what an awesome achievement it was to become a regional director. Their businesses are all growing. They're impacting numerous people through their, you know, helping them achieve a better lifestyle. They're also supporting us in our M5M. They're helping us with feeding children, malnourished kids all over the world. And, you know, if they can go to regional, they can go to platinum. Because the same thing that got you to regional can get you to platinum. I mean, this was the honor that they put forth in introducing regionals. And then they had all the regionals in the audience, whether not new, all regional directors got to cross the stage. They separated out the new ones, the ones that broke regional for the first time, to be at the end of the recognition. The first group, so that you have these 100 people or 75 people that went across the stage, you know, raising their arms. They didn't introduce their names, but they got to walk across stage and everybody was clapping and standing for them. It was like an ovation for all these regional directors honoring them. And then each of the new regionals were introduced one at a time just to say where they're from and announce their names and where they were from. So they got special recognition. So that went on, and that kind of recognition occurred all day long, not just for the regionals, but they had nationals, senior nationals, which is 12,000, executive directors, senior executives at 40,000, and that was the, but the ones in the morning were just the regionals. The nationals and the executives were recognized in the afternoon, but all of them got that same kind of treatment. Everybody in the room that hit that level could walk across stage, and then they had a special, they didn't say anything, but then they had a special part where they introduced all the new ones, and it was incredible. The recognition was great. So that was the morning. The afternoon was spent more on trainings and testimonials by visiting presidentials. So it was more built on trainings. It was more about the culture. It talked about purpose. It talked about your why. It talked about, why people do this business, giving them all the ideas of what are the reasons why I attract people to this business. There were great trainings done, very professionally done. Again, everything was done on flip charts. You know, the only PowerPoint of the whole weekend was my PowerPoint. When I did the product training, I did a PowerPoint with my product training because I came from the U.S. So I thought that would help out a little bit in terms of, discussion. So that was the only one, and it was a half-hour training, so I like the concept of using a PowerPoint. But other than that, it was all done by, flip charts and everything else. They played a couple of videos that were very, very powerful, about, yes, you can do it and what it takes to do it. One is specifically about eagles, which I, again, can't get into. We don't have time, but they were very, very impactful. And I wrote some of the topics on purpose and all those things. And then after dinner, they had a dinner break, and then you came back after dinner, and all of the presidentials then got recognized, all of them. Pre-existing and then a special recognition of new ones or reaching new levels in presidential, new bronze, new silver, new gold. Well, they don't have any golds yet. They have bronze and silvers. Anyway, so they recognize these people at their new levels. And it was just an awesome parade of these people in gowns. Everybody had to wear a gown. And that is not, for those of you who know Mary Jo, that's not my style. I'd much rather be in T-shirt and shorts and tennis. But I found a gown in my closet that I don't think I ever wore. It was probably 15 years old. I sent it to the dry cleaner and put it on. But, it's not my style, but I'm going to tell you, it was beautiful. It was awesome. It was honoring. And then they closed out the night. They had a couple of presidentials get up. Wendy and Don got to get up on stage and tell their story, and it was just unbelievably impactful. And they had some other presidentials from South Africa, two other presidential teams that got up and told their stories. And just an awesome evening. And it was closed out by Louis and Leonie getting on stage for the first time. Louis and Leonie never were part of this whole event. They sat in the front row, right smack in the middle, but they never were on stage until the closing of the event. So it was so honoring because it was the field. Louis and Leonie are like corporate down there in a little bit of a way, right? But the field took over the whole event and did such a phenomenal job. And let me emphasize one other thing. Every single speaker that got up, every single speaker, as they got up, they edified their upline. They talked about, they honored them, they named them, they said without their love and their affection and their attention and the learning and development that they did, they wouldn't be on stage. They said, thank you so much for all you've invested in me. Thank you so very much. And, it was always an edification and honoring of upline. Every single speaker, without a doubt. And it was just an incredible event to see that kind of honoring going on. Every single speaker, not one exception. And we, even as the U.S. people that got on stage, we honored. What I did when I got on stage, I honored Louis and Leonie for all that they've done and meant for the South Africa and Manatech in South Africa, and again what they mean for us in North America with their program and the three-point plan and the culture they developed that we're going to make every effort to duplicate here in the U.S. What a phenomenal difference they're making in Manatech, and we thanked them for that. And I honored Bob Adam because he was there in the audience as my GM. So that was great. It was just the whole thing was just awesome. Okay, so we'll move on to the next. That's the outline of the trip. I haven't even talked about the 3 points, but of course I've gotten into each one of them indirectly through what I've already told you about the event. The culture, number two on my outline, the culture. This is what was absolutely remarkable. If I had to pinpoint one thing that transformed my perception of the three-point plan, the perception of what's going on, was really the phenomenal unity and culture, the unity of their culture in their culture. It was like everybody walked by the same drummer. It wasn't that people weren't allowed to be different, because we all have different personalities, we all have a little bit different approach, but they all stuck to the same principles and core principles, and it was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful. And so it's a unity of love, this culture of love, of edification, of honor, of integrity, of trust. And they always looked at, every single time they talked about it, it all started with me. In other words, they all looked at themselves. If I don't build this in me, I can't build it outside of me. So it's all about how I walk, how I do everything. Anything I do is how everything I do, so, right? So it's always about looking at themselves. So it was reinforced at every level and in every training, every presentation from stage. That is what was so captivating about the entire event. And how many times I heard, what you are in anything is what you are in everything. So how you show up in anything is how you show up in everything. And it starts, when you use this as a philosophy in life and you start taking it on, every decision you make goes back to, wow, if I make this decision here, this is how I show up in everything. Wow, it changes your life. So it's something that kind of is an interesting mantra to hold on to about how we operate every day of our life. How I am in anything is how I am in everything. So anytime I fall off the path, that's who I am. So I don't want to fall off the path. I remain true to my cause, true to myself, and work on me, developing me to be more consistent, to be more positive, to be all these things that are so attractive, which is love, edification, honor, integrity, all of these things. And they build their culture around no one left behind. They really love everybody. They bring a new person on, and it doesn't matter. They know that they bring on a lot of wounded people. In fact, what attracts so many people to Manitech South Africa is the idea of that they understand that the person they are today is not going to be the same person who earns $250,000. They understand that this is about them growing and developing and becoming the person that will look at earning $250,000 as something just normal, because they will become a better person. They will become a better leader. They'll become, you know, have higher integrity, all of these things that we be built into these people. So we build people to their greatest capacity. That was terminology frequently used as well. There was total humility at all levels. No one got up there and pounded on their chest, ever. No one talked about themselves, how great they were, ever, ever. It was always about how we can help other people. How do we support other people? Always focused on tomorrow, the bright future we have, the biggest builders. I love this when they said the biggest business builders aren't even signed up in your organization yet. That comment was made numerous times. So it's always about the bright future. They always look forward, not backwards, always forward. Transparency throughout. That was everywhere you saw that. People weren't afraid to talk about their, you know, the trials and tribulations in their lives, you know, where they'd been, some of the things, you know, in terms of what they had to learn themselves. Understanding the five no's, there's a good CD out there on that. I won't go through all those, but it's basically what we talked about earlier with a few additional ones. Professional dress all the time. Everybody was professional. There wasn't a guy in that room that was a executive director or above that didn't have a suit, coat, and tie on. Not one. I did see some national directors that weren't in suit, coat, and tie, but they were nicely dressed. Everybody nicely dressed. You could tell kind of the new, brand new people because they weren't as nicely dressed. But the presidentials and the wives were all beautifully dressed. I mean, this was like a formal event for everybody that was of leadership. They dressed professionally at all these events beautifully. So, because they are professional network marketers, right? They understand go for pro, right? Or go pro, I mean, with Eric Worre. They understand we're professional. If you want to be a poser or amateur, then you dress like a poser or amateur, but we dress professionally. Everything on time and, again, fully prepared. You would have thought some of these speakers, even the testimonials, you would have thought they practiced these for months ahead. But you could see the depth of training and education that goes into how they teach everybody everything so that they can be the best. And they allow people young to get on stage, not at regional events necessarily, but at trainings and things like that, the monthly training, so that that's how they start developing them. Those are the arenas where they start the development process. The next one is vision. They have a gigantic vision for Manitech. They have a Manitech vision that they're going to become a $1 billion company, and they speak vision into existence at every single opportunity. They also talk about how many countries Manitech has yet to open up, so we're just starting. It's almost, they look at Manitech as if we'd started yesterday. Not that we're a 20-year-old company, but that as if we just started our expansion yesterday. So that's what builds this huge vision for them. They talk about, in order to be a billion-dollar company, we're going to have 200 platinums. So choose your goal to be one. And they even had shirts. We bought one, the polo shirts. They were black with orange trim on them that had embroidery on them that said 200 platinums. The number 200 platinums on it. So you'll probably see some of those. There are a few of us that got those at Manifest. Some of us are going to probably wear those. They see us ending global malnutrition in children, and they really grow their vision. They talk about how we grow vision in people is through our tools. We have massive tools that help people grow vision, and it's a vision about themselves and then a vision that they take forward in everybody else's life. And then the last item is rhythm. They have in their entire structure is about rhythm. It all has a rhythm. The events are rhythmic, right? Everything falls in place. It all runs like a machine. It's not, there isn't anything that's done at last minute. It's all, you know, a constant flow, a constant rhythm that people work on. And on their super regionals, their biweekly trainings, their monthly trainings, they everything is about a rhythm. They teach the rhythm in the four skills, right? Build a contact list, contact and invite, do a presentation, follow up and close. It's just a constant rhythm. The cycle of the super regional, just as I said, it's a cycle. It's not, nothing falls through the cracks. Everything flows. How they do business is also a rhythm. You know, they go to the person's house in order to show the plan. They don't do it over the phone. They like to sit with people one-on-one. They sign them up right there on their own computers. They have them see how to sign them up. They call their people with them. In other words, when they build their 100 list, they call people with their brand new, their contacts with the new people that they've just signed up. They help them show the plan. They sign up their first person with them so they really can see, again, more, again, another experience around how to sign people up. They get them started with the core skills. They get them into 6 contacts per day, 15 STPs per business period, read and listen to TOMS. TOMS is one of the most crucial aspects of their whole program. Why? Because it what helps build the culture. It helps establish the vision. It helps build people's character. It helps people believing that this truly can happen. So they absolutely are all in on CDs. At every event, they have a tools table. They're into CDs. They're into books to read, suggested reading every month, the CDs to have. And they have different ones for brand new people than they do for more advanced people, obviously. But it's incredible the way this step-by-step goes. Their tools table at the Super Regional probably had 25 different items on it. Some of them are product trainings, very few, probably 2 or 3, I saw mine was there, Let's Go Natural. Dr. Nugent had a CD there on product training. So they had a couple of product trainings, but then they had this massive amount of self-development, you know, building, finding purpose, all these things, build your belief system, all this great stuff, CDs by different, and all of them basically by leaders in Manitech. So it wasn't that they were reaching out. The books weren't by leaders in Manitech. They were all by outside independent parties like Augmentino, and you had The Pipeline was there. You had a lot of great books for beginners, and then you had advanced books like Orrin Woodward's book and his new book that we're going to start implementing in our advanced group. So it just is incredible. This TOMS is critically, critically important as part of their rhythm. It's always about TOMS. Once a month, right, new CDs. And they talk about 4 CDs a month and 1 book as you get started, and they as you get progress to, like, you know, getting close to national director, they add a second book, an autobiography. They want you to start reading autobiographies. But they start with small books in the beginning because a lot of people aren't readers. They don't read, and they want to develop that, what, the capacity and the angst and the desire to read. If you start somebody with who doesn't like to read with start with why, you're dead in the water. Too long a book, too intense, they're not going to catch on. So they start them with very simple books to read. And then their whole concept of how their meetings go. They have biweekly meetings every single place in the community. In fact, the night we did the opportunity meeting in Cape Town on Thursday night, they told us there were 10 to 11 other opportunity meetings going on exactly that same night throughout Cape Town. That's incredible. In one city, they had 10 to 11 opportunity meetings going on Thursday night, part of their biweekly meetings. And it's automatic. Once every 2 weeks, they have a meeting. And what they do is they do all the operations. They meet with people in their homes. They do the one-on-ones. They do all, and all leads into the biweekly meeting. It's just another touch. Because remember, their whole process is you touch somebody and you make appointment. When's the next touch going to happen? When's the next touch going to happen? Until they finally get them to the point where they're informed enough that they make a decision to come on board. But it gives them lots of exposure to different people. Monthly trainings. Every community has Saturday monthly trainings. Then they have a super regionals and then national convention. So all of this is their flow, part of their flow. So cool, cool. And then the last but not least thing I'm going to talk about today, well, no, there's one more after I get done with Achiever Counseling. One of the most important things, of course, too, is Achiever Counseling. Every first week of every business period, they do Achiever Counseling. They actually did a mock Achiever Counseling for us on Monday morning before we took off Monday night. But Monday morning, Louis Leone and Vincent came in and they did a mock Achiever Counseling session with us, and it was incredible. I thought I was doing Achiever Counseling the right way, but I learned a ton more from what I experienced there. And the emphasis, the big emphasis is really building achievers, not GPV, because it's all about the vital signs. It's all about, do you have a healthy leg? So when I got back on Tuesday, I had my 5 Achiever Counseling sessions last week with people in my organization, and each one of them I focused on looking at each of their legs. Do you have healthy legs? And some of my people had only one healthy leg. They might be executive directors, and they have one healthy leg. And so it's all about, they're not going to go anywhere. It's clear. If you look at GPV only, you're losing perspective. If they don't have healthy legs, your person's not going to build the presidential. They're never going to get there. They don't have a chance in the world. It's the same thing with looking at a regional director or a national director trying to get to executive. They're not going to get there if they don't have 2 healthy legs. You can't get to executive director. You need actually 3 healthy legs. But what is a healthy leg? It's about how many leaders you have in the leg. And each leadership level is a little different. So you got to look at, for a national director, you need 2 legs with 2 RDs in them. If you don't have 2 legs with 2 RDs, you're not going to get to executive because you have unhealthy legs. So they really focus on becoming an achiever, not getting to national director, executive director. Be an achiever. Because achiever is all about what? It's about what your structure, it's about not just your activities, which are showing the plan 15 times for business period, daily dozen, and the 5 core me activities, but it's also about your structure, 2 growing RDs per leg. Notice that. When you get to double achiever, you have 1 qualified achiever in one leg, 2 growing RDs in leg 2, so they now start multiplying that out. So you have national directors in legs. So each definition, when they're on stage recognizing regionals, nationals, executives, and so on, they talked about what it meant to be that level. And they always described it in terms of how many leaders they had in each of their legs. So very critical for us in the U.S. to take on that new position on that. Absolutely crucial. If we're going to really grow people into the leaders that we saw what was happening in South Africa, we're going to have to start being really adamant about looking for leaders, finding, developing regional directors. And some of my people in my organization have 2 or 3 regionals in a leg, but they're not active. They just happen to become regionals. Does that qualify? No, that's not healthy. It's not healthy because they're not, if they're not doing anything, we need activity. Activity is what creates results. And it's the new people that you bring on board. Signing up the new people, that's what drives your business. So you want to drive that, your tap roots with new people and continue to put new people and new people, and that's what drives your business. So critical for all of us to acknowledge the importance of becoming achievers. And it's not a terminology we've used in Manitech U.S. in North America. It's something they developed in South Africa, and it's absolutely a great way of looking at developing your business to make sure you have that kind of depth of what activity and leaders in your each leg, because then it becomes a healthy leg. Otherwise, it'll be unhealthy, and what happens, gangrene sets in at the bottom up. I used to talk about this all the time, but not from an achiever perspective. But I did talk about if no one's growing in that leg, gangrene will set in. And so you want to be careful about that. The last thing I'll bring up before we close today is the fact that not only where did we have this phenomenal experience around being around these people and seeing the culture and being able to share and spend time with these wonderful, wonderful people for 3 to 4 days. But after we landed on Thursday, we actually got to take a shower. Our rooms weren't ready, so we went out to the swimming pool and took a shower, the swimming pool shower, because we, after 2 days without a shower, there are many of us more than ready to get showered. So then Thursday afternoon, they took us to the soup kitchen. They took us out to one of the townships where we got to play with the kids, and they had already finished the feeding program, but the soup mom was there, and I got to meet her and hug on her, and then just run up and down the streets with all these children, and it was such a delight. We had such a blessed time in the township being a part of all that process, and I just enjoyed every minute. It was not my first experience on the townships in South Africa, because I had been there when we opened South Africa years ago, and I did some speaking at some churches, and I was at a Christian women's conference down there. So I had the opportunity to go to a couple different townships, but for many of the people, it was the first time they'd ever visited, and it's pretty devastating when you look around and people makeshift housing, and it goes on for miles and miles. I mean, they're huge areas where these people live, and they're barely existing, and Louis and Leone just need a lot of congratulations and acknowledgement. They don't need it. They deserve it for what they've done down there, because this product, Phytoblend Powder, has changed these kids' life in remarkable ways. I mean, the people talked about it. Louis and Leone talked about it, the different health challenges and what incredible differences it made in people's lives and these kids' lives who don't get very much in terms of food at all. And this is an opportunity for them to not just get food, but to get really essential nutrients for their human bodies. So, but it was great. All in all, super experience. I'll open up. We're almost done with the call, but I'll open up for question and answer. If anyone has any questions, I'd love to answer them for you. Just know that you're going to see a lot of this at Manifest as well. I know there are a number of us that will be on stage teaching and training some of these things. I just wanted to give everybody a kind of intensive recap of South Africa and what we saw that was so different and how it's transforming our lives as we come back to the U.S. Anyone?
Hey, this is Carrie, and I have a question about everything that you learned, especially starting beginners or from the very beginning, and how they're developing leaders and developing people. I struggle with that, and I was wondering, do you think we'll ever have like a cookbook or a recipe book on how to start someone new, and with regard to the best books to read and the language you're talking about, and just incorporating that to where we could all be doing the same thing as they're doing in their culture?
Absolutely. I will guarantee it. And if it doesn't happen corporate-wide, which I have much faith and belief it will because of the impact it's had on the ones that went down there, we're adamant about it. One of the first things that, I'm doing it, and I'm going to do it no matter what, and so will the other presidentials that were with us. We're already demanding it and putting in place, not demanding, but because we don't demand anything. We do it ourselves because we're the field. So what we're doing is we already have reconnected with the South Africans to get their list of books, starter books, and we're going to start implementing that, getting that list of books out to people, making that available, and talking about how you start a new person, step-by-step process involved in that, what books to do, and then building the CD set. Manatech, this is all new to them as well. So no, we're not taking any kind of shots. We honor Manatech and their commitment to take this and bring this to the U.S. And what we're going to be doing is working with Manatech officials and starting right now. In fact, we're already working and meeting with some of the senior officers there and having group calls with them to talk about what needs to be implemented. But it's going to come from them. They did a great job. They started with Success Magazine last year just as a starter, just to try to put something out there. But the magazine is not adequate. I mean, it's not adequate. What we need is TOMS. We need the books. We need specific books. We need more CDs. We need more CDs that come from field people, not corporate people, because the corporate people are great. We love them. But you know what? This is a field-driven business, and we need to get CDs from field people that help people build belief, build purpose, build direction. So I will personally guarantee you it's going to happen. I don't know how fast it'll happen. As Louis, you know, if I could have come back and with a magic wand created that in the U.S. By today, I would have done it. But it's not going to happen. We need to have a little bit of patience around that, but be ready because it is going to happen. And I will be spending a lot of time and energy on my Monday calls, training it, teaching it, implementing it, telling people where to go and all of that. So just stay tuned, okay?
Yes, that's awesome. I heard you say a week or two ago that you have already a beginner pack or how to be successful or
What I've done, just like Wendy Kramer and some of the other associates have done, because Manatech really doesn't have it. I have a website, and it's limited to my downline because we don't want, you know, there's so much stuff out there that people go, well, I don't want them using Mary Jo stuff, or I don't want them, you know, there's a conflict that exists among presidentials in the United States that is totally unacceptable in my book, but it happens because we all do our business a different way, and we had this individuality that we thrived on in the early stages of Manatech. But it wasn't our individuality that caused us to thrive; it was the fact that we could do testimonials because out of our ears, you know. I mean, we could talk about any disease condition, and everybody in the world just couldn't wait to join our business. They wanted to take the products, so we built phenomenal organizations based on testimonials. But today we need something that makes sense because we don't do that anymore. We need something that's of unity across the board. So I happen to personally have a website I built for my organization that's got a tab on it that says Getting Started. It's got a whole list of things. It's got teaching on how to learn about the products, how to learn about the business, how to get started. It's got, you know, all the – so that's how my people get started. So I have a system in my organization, but we need a system that works across all levels in Manatech, and that's what we are committed to creating, that everybody can sign off on. So we're not operating dysfunctionally. Make sense?
Mary Jo?
Uh-huh.
Quick question is, did you have a sense there that if anybody came in from Crossline, or say they had somebody from the United States that told them about Manatech in South Africa, that they felt comfortable to plug into everything that's going on there?
They can. Here's their rule about crosslining, very strict rule about crosslining. If somebody came in that was from outside, they can participate in everything that they're doing. But there's not going to be a person there that takes them under their wing and brings them into their group, because they don't cross-line, period.
Right.
They have 15 presidentials or 20 presidentials in Cape Town, and they don't cross-line. They do joint meetings. They'll do some things, but they don't do cross. No one's helping somebody else's downline. They don't do that. It's against their rules. Because they know what it breeds. Historically, what it breeds is people jumping businesses. If this person doesn't work out for me, I can terminate and come back in under somebody else. You get it? And they just don't even want to mess. They don't want that to even be a possibility. They want to breed unity. We're all one in Manatech. It doesn't matter who you're under. You just work with that specific organization. But that means a person there can go to all the Saturday trainings. They can go to all the biweekly meetings. They can do all of that. They're just not going to get somebody, they're not going to get a local leader to take them under their wing and teach and train them and do STPs for them and all the other things. Follow me?
Right.
They just won't do that aspect of it. That won't happen. But they can still attend. I mean, they have, just like they're super regional, there were probably, I don't know, well, there were, you know, if you go to the depth of organizations, there are probably, I don't know, 100 different cross lines there at the event, but if you go upline from it, there are probably, I don't know, 5 legs. Louis has 5 or 6 legs going, I think he has 5 presidential legs now, and they were all represented there, but they might do biweekly meetings together, they might do regional conventions, all those things, but they're not going to work one-on-one with somebody, go to somebody's house who isn't in their downline. We're not going to do that.
Mary Jo?
Mm-hmm.
Somehow
Nita.
I missed what Tom stood for.
Tom? Tools of the month.
All right.
Tools of the month. Every single month they have a set of tools they recommend. And it changes every single month. They have 4 CDs and 1 book that they recommend. And the books are different for brand new people than they are for people who are more advanced.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And the CDs are incredible. I don't know if you guys have been listening. Every morning I work out now at the club, I always plug in one of my CDs. I have it in my phone, so I just put my headphones in and I listen as I'm doing the Stairmasters. And it's just it's amazing how it changes your outlook. I mean, you just listen to it. You're feeding your brain every day. Great stuff. Every day, every day, every day. And it just, that's part of what they do. And these people in South Africa, I'm telling you, $500 a month is huge. Some of these people quit their jobs when they hit national director because it's a different culture. I mean, they don't have huge employment opportunities. They don't have any kind of salaries we have here. It's really different. So it's their way of, you know, they can really see the light and see the special nature of what this opportunity is for them. And it's the same effect we have here. You know, some people go, well, Mary Jo, that's why they're all driven to the business. I go, oh, no, no. 90% of their people are consumers. 90% are just consumers. 90%. So think about it. Probably similar to what we have here in the U.S. 90%, when you sign up 10 people, 9 of them will probably just be consumers. 1 out of 10 will be that business builder. Any other questions?
So, Mary Jo, I have a comment, please.
Sure.
Hi. I was just going to comment that maybe people wouldn't be jumping ship like they do in America here because if they're all getting the same training, then it's not like, oh, I like this person's better. Oh, I like that person's better. They're not needing to go jumping.
Correct.
So that gives more solidarity to the whole thing.
Solidarity is a great word. It's exactly what you saw. It was exactly the experience. It's solidarity, unity, you know, soul purpose, you know, singleness, single-mindedness. They're all direct. When they place that vision out there, they all have the vision, and they're all working towards that. So there's only honor and respect and love for each other, no matter whose downline you're in. Honor, respect, and love for each other. Follow me? It's awesome.
That's
awesome.
Really,
yeah.
If that's really instilled, then you wouldn't really have that need or want or desire.
No, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
Isn't that terrific? It gives me goosebumps to think. I mean, the whole experience was pretty incredible.
Yeah.
And there's no reason we can't build it here. It's just the leaders need to take on that ilk and then help implement it throughout their organization. And it may take new blood. We're patient beings. And we're all in and all committed to build that.
Mm. Yeah, that's great. I was actually born there.
Were you? Where in South Africa?
In Ladysmith. It's kind of by the coast down there. But anyway,
uh-huh.
So I came here when I was 4. But it done me proud to hear.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, there you go, girl. I'm telling you what, and they're an incredible group, like I said, and you can. It starts with the top. You know, Louis and Leonie are some of the most humble people you'll ever meet. They have total humility. They love to serve. They just have phenomenal servants' hearts, and they're just really. They're so supportive of their people in such incredible ways, and they're so soft. You know, there's no anxiousness, there's no anxiety, there's no anger, it's just this calm state of this is how we're running it, let's make sure this happens. They delegate, their people take on tremendous responsibility for the programs, for the regionals. They don't, and as I said, they don't need any limelight, none, zero. They don't need to be on stage, even on the pre-planning event, they didn't get up and talk, not at all. Pre-planning event was all run by the field, the presidentials. Yeah, it's cool.
Warms my heart. Thanks, Mary Jo.
You bet.
Mary Jo.
You bet. Uh-huh.
This is Kathy Martz.
Hey, Kathy.
I appreciate you more than you have any idea. I send a text to all my people every Monday morning, and we forego our daily call for your call on Monday.
Thanks,
Kat. And I told them, we need to be on this call because I know Mary Jo. Mary Jo, I wanted to be there in South Africa. I wanted to be in their group. I want to learn. I just want to sit at their feet, and I'm just so thankful that, you know, Bob brought it back, and my people hopefully got on that call. And I just, but, you know, the enthusiasm, the everything that you share with all of us, I'm very grateful for. We have a lot to learn, but I'm excited about what's ahead. So thank you.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, Kathy. And you would have been perfect on this trip because you would have just, exactly, you would have consumed like I consumed. It was just an experience of a lifetime. And exhilarating because we know how Manitech can be. Does that make sense? I love Manitech. I mean, we've always had our hearts in it all these years, but there's always a little bit of level of frustration of, I know we can be better, and now I really have the vision. I mean, really have the vision of how this can be incredible and what kind of movement we can start here in the United States in that regard. So we're all in, and you're perfect for this. And we're going to have the super regionals. You're going to see a tremendous amount of this roll out at the super regionals. So get ready for that. And yeah. Anyone else? All right, everybody. Thanks much for being on the call, and thanks for being a part of Manitech. I honor you and your commitment to this company and to our vision and our mission, and I look forward to seeing as many of you as possible at Manifest. If you're not coming, I'm suggesting come. We're going to see a lot of what I talked about today. We're going to start implementation at Manifest, so there will be a lot of new things talked about there that we discussed today, and a lot of these people that were with me will be on stage as well to share their, you know, specific aspects of it so we can really start delving into the training and touching people's lives and moving this culture, you know, forward here in the United States. So thanks again, everybody. Love y'all, and I'll talk next week. No matter what, we're still having Manifest next week. Starts on Thursday, Wednesday for presidentials? Wednesday there's a presidential Wednesday night only, a presidential, like a cocktail hour or something like that, probably heavy hors d'oeuvres, but we're going to try to really super dress up for that because we're trying to take on the aura of South Africa, so they're trying to even convince me to wear my gown again. I said, oh, come on, but for the purpose of unity, you bet I'm on board. I'll wear anything for purposes of unity in this business. So anyway, we're going to kick off, so I hope to see a lot of you next week, but I was just going to announce I'll definitely still be doing a Monday morning call, so be ready for that. Love you guys. Have a great week. Let's go out there and make things happen. Bye, everyone.